Pleasure.
Been at Bombay, IDF? Yes, I think so also.
So, where is Toto at God?
He's in Vrindavan. He's coming back here tonight.
Well, it's really changed.
Yes.
It's been back here.
Yes, it's nice.
I'll get to tell him.
I'll tell him definitely, Father.
They're teaching, we went there to try to sell them some books that were very hurtful.
What's that? Why is that? Scientific man.
They say research.
Hmm?
Got to find the social science research. Research means they don't know.
Yeah.
It's like Von Arad. Research.
Research.
Research and research, but still don't know.
One is fools. Where is the question of searching us? If they have got the right knowledge, then why they should be searching? Searching means it is not in knowledge.
It may be true that we have no knowledge, but we don't think we need God.
Maybe means lesser. As soon as you say maybe, you are arrested. Immediate. There is no other argument. As soon as you say maybe, that means you are arrested.
Well, definitely you don't know.
No, that's what I said. That's what I said. We definitely know Krishna, the origin of everything. That is definitely. Not if maybe. We don't say Krishna maybe. No. Definitely, Krishna should belong. Beautiful. There is God. That is definite. Therefore, our professor.
Shrutada?
No, no. He has written forward to my Bhagavad Gita.
Shima, Shima.
Shima. He has a definitive.
Very good.
Definitive edition. Ready. Not maybe. No maybe, sir. That is just scary.
You know, in social science we find that God is only necessary to define the unknown. Otherwise he has no purpose.
No, our God is not unknown. No. We know God's residence, we know God's father, God's mother, God's activities, God's friends, everything. There is no maybe.
Just like in the former days when the savages saw thunderbolts.
Savage, you may be savage. We are not savage. You may be silent, but we are not silent. Yes, you lay.
Therefore, we don't have so many unknown things, so we don't need God.
Huh?
We're civilized, so we have so many things we know now, so we don't need
God. No, we know everything. Who says we do not know? We know everything.
I'm playing the part.
We know everything. This wind big jat is Harvamidam big jatam. If you know God, then you know everything. When the gas is Harvamidam big jatam.
The materialists think, though, that the less you know, the more you need God.
Huh?
The less you know, the more you need
God. That's what we say, they are rascal and fool. What is this? House. Soviet culture. So why don't you arrange a meeting here?
That's a bad place for a meeting.
Yes. What is Soviet culture? We should challenge them. Yes, we can challenge them. Huh? We know their aspects. Mura.
Religion is simply to keep people satisfied, that's all. Religion is simply to keep people satisfied. It's the opiate of the masses.
That's all right, but we have no satisfaction in your culture is so bad that you are not satisfied, then you are bitter. Everyone is looking after satisfaction, so you have no satisfaction. So you are less than animals.
Well, at least everybody's not satisfied equally.
Hmm?
Everybody's not satisfied equally, so there's no envy.
Because everybody is not learned. Everybody is rascal. Therefore, if one is knowledge, he's satisfied.
Religion is just a sentimentality.
You do not know what is religion. Therefore, we do not accept sentimental religion. We say it is cheating. Such kind of religion, we say it is cheating.
You can't eat religion.
Huh?
You can't, if you spend all your day just chanting how to eat. Religion means you go to the church and you just pray.
He says that religion is should not eat. We have ample prasada to eat. It is already there. You are researching after food. Starving dog. We don't research. There is food ready.
But we're just
saying, Krishna. Krishna is ready. Set prasadam as much as he can.
Communists will say we're just exploiting.
The communists may say, but you don't say. We are hungry people. They may say. We are not hungry. Our food is supplied by Krishna. Yoga Pyamam Baham Yaham. He brings food. Otherwise, to the communists. está, es el don, habla la verdad. I can go. What is that?
Almost 7.
¿Qué tal? ¿Cuál llanto? Está bien, ya, we say sitting. You don't accept.
Well, the sentiment is the space. Dictionary definition. The sentimentalism is the space.
Yes. Faith is good, provided you have faith on the superior. Very good.
So faith in knowledge.
Yes. Knowledge means received from the superior. Like the child gets knowledge from the father. That kind of faith is required. If the child does not believe the statement of father and mother, he cannot make any progress. If the child does not believe the statement of mother, he does not know who is his father. So there must be faith. Faith in the life force. That is all right. You have got faith in the person who has got eyes to lead you, then he will help you to cross the door. And if you put your faith to another blind man like you, then it will cause disaster. Faith is required, but to the right person, then it is order. You know that one barber is honest, then you can make your neck like this and he with a certain laser. But he afraid that he will not cut my throat, he will save me.
Yes.
This is fair. And if you do not know him, and if you put your neck like this, and if he is a rogue, he will cut your throat. That's all. The same fact, if you put it to the right person, you become clean, it's great. And the same fact, put it in the wrong person, your throat is cut off. So you must know where to put the fact. So our basic intention is put your fact to the Brahmanism. One is God reality. Kadvijana Sunkha Guru Me Avivache Samitpani Srutriyam Brahmanisham. One has full knowledge in the Vedas and firmly fixed us in Brahma, God. You put your faith. Otherwise, there will be disaster. Right. call Prabhupada.
I told him on the phone.
He here?
Yes. I don't know why he didn't come.
Actually, the one thing that makes Krishna consciousness different from other religious processes is the practical application of knowledge.
Yeah. Full knowledge, perfect knowledge. But other religious systems, they have no knowledge. They say of God something, but they do not know what is God. We know what is God, and He is God. That is the difference.
But they have no field of meeting in which to put their faith. They have no one in which to put their faith.
Whatever they may be, but because they do not know God, that way it is stupid. Let's see. India's capital and so that is.
You were saying about Eisenhower and Nehru?
Yeah.
Nehru was trying to hide his villages.
I don't know, I don't kind of understand. Foreigner will come, will understand how India is power distributed by this. Okay.
It seems like the strongest preaching point or platform is the presence of pure soul.
Huh?
The presence of a pure soul, someone who's wrapped up absolutely in love of God, is sufficient.
Like full servant of God. He can do it. He's upright. He has got the power of atom. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Namo Pusha.
I was thinking on Juhu Beach.
Mm-hmm.
These men have been walking by now for 4 years. And actually none of them have heard you speak, or maybe a few. But now they are all coming and touching your feet.
Jesus now, they must have more faith in you now, Prabhupada.
Hmm?
They must have more faith in you now in India. Because they're giving us 2 year visas. Faith must be improving.
Yeah.
In the right person.
They should have that knowledge that we are doing the best service. It's better late than never. Position.
Yes.
Because they may not lose their faith.
Position should be pure.
Yes.
Remain pure.
Yeah.
a conscience.
They're all trying to learn Russian here, so you're better than.
Ah.
But when the Russians come and take over their country.
Stop. Once I could get it. So when there was fierce fighting was going on between the Germans and the Allies, but during the relax hours, the judges were sitting. So the chief justice of Calcutta, he asked one Justice Mukherjee. So Justice Mukherjee was very, he was my son. He asked him, Mr. Mukherjee, now the Germans are coming. What will you do when they come? He said, yes, as soon as they come, we shall come on, sir, come on, sir, come on. We shall receive them. Why? And he have taught us like that. You British people, you have taught us. Hey, our business is to receive. Anyone comes, we shall receive. That's all.
And they will do the same if they want to.
Yes.
It seems like they are preparing now by eating lots of meat and drinking a lot of alcohol.
They cannot prepare us. That is the difference. Even they are preparing, but they cannot prepare us. That is the difference between fools and man with knowledge.
Still in the process of building.
Yes. Next samosa and halwa.
For lunch?
Yes.
For lunch. I couldn't follow the numbers. I was just heard that so much for sleeping, so much for the toilet, so much. The noise of the machine, I couldn't follow the years.
Out of 100 years, 50 years sleeping, and 50 years balance, 20 years playing. And 20 years old age in marriage, and 10 years frustration. And maybe a spin. And then become a dog. This is civilization. We got the 100 years for getting out of these material classes. General Mr. Jara Badi. But one will not do that. How is spoiling civilization?
In the first canto, it is very nicely described how for each sinful activity, a person goes to a separate type of hellish planet.
But they do not accept it. That's a foolish cause.
And any sane man, if he found out what the consequences will be, he would listen to the Srimad Bhagavatam.
They do not believe much like that. So, dismiss all this idea. If there is no next life, Vasu Bhutasva, at least, they do not believe. All big, big men in Europe, they say, no, there is no life. Here also.
They will say, we have no evidence. No evidence.
Evidence is there. That's all that's there. Evidence is, you are a child. That is evidence. Where is that body? A very simple evidence. But these aspects are so dull. They cannot understand.
They accept what is good for their sense gratification and what is not good, they won't accept.
And where is sense gratification?
Everything's unmanifest in the beginning, manifest in the middle, and unmanifest at the end. So why should I care for anything in this lifetime?
Hmm?
If it's all unmanifest in the beginning, it's only manifest in the middle, and it's unmanifest again at the end, why should I care about anything this lifetime?
Yes, why are you making so much argument for sense gratification?
Well, I can enjoy while I've got it.
But if it is not manifested, what is in it?
Just very good.
No Bengali.
No, Sivad is spoken. So it's better to enjoy than to suffer.
And what is enjoyment? The thief also thinks like that. Let me enjoy by stealing, then earning gold. It is prison. Then not the enjoyment finished. Somebody gives you so many rasugulla that you take this rasugulla and after finishing I shall beat you in shoes. Then will you take? That this is enough. No sane man will like to enjoy that. Take this rasugulla and after this I will beat you in shoes. That's when you rasugulla you take. Will you take it?
Yeah, but I eat vegetables every day. Nobody beats me with shoes.
Why the other day you told me, I'm not, I cannot see, my brain is... Is it not beating with shoes? Don't you agree?
He's having to go with her with the other people.
Everyone. But they're so
rusty. One famous psychologist, psychiatrist, said there is a pleasure and pain principle, that everyone wants as much pleasure as possible and as little pain as possible. So because we have to suffer and enjoy, why not make enjoyment as much as possible and reduce the suffering?
Building.
Some kind of auditorium.
Art. No art.
Culture.
Art, music.
Very enjoyable to hear music.
Mm-hmm.
It's very enjoyable to hear music.
Mm. Why don't you come here?
Mariana?
Yes. I'm taking permission.
Yes, I didn't know this is their office as we'll check.
Yes. Take immediately. Yes. Yeah. What is this?
Come at 9 o'clock.
Hmm. So near, you can come. Come.
Are you?
Yeah, it is fabulous. Is it? Food.
Yes.
And no green leaf, white. What is missing? If that's so expired, inject something and it will have green meat then. I mean, the drugs are rejected in your country. They do not see such buses.
The college.
Oh.
The girls coming.
Huh?
The girls coming.
How's the kid say? This is easy. Huh? Educated girl means how to divorce husband, how to kill child. Is it not? Educated. On an educated girl means how to become unfaithful to the husband, how to divorce, and how to kill child.
How to get equal rights?
No, equal rights. That's all that. This is the education. The uneducated girls do not do this.
Very funny. This is invincible are the Korean people who are rallied firmly with one ideology and will, under the brilliant rays of the immortal Juche idea of comradeship.
All ideas.
Thank you.
pages.
Right.
You gotta have something very advanced.
Mm-hmm.
They're becoming very advanced. Mm-hmm. Making big skyscrapers.
Big hotels.
Okay?
Yes. It's a hotel.
Yeah, hotel and office.
Hotel and office?
Those are not cooperating.
They should be asked to leave.
Yeah. They must cooperate.
Problem is that these foreign, some of these foreign devotees that have come lately, they have been such loose devotees that the temple presidents, they want to get rid of them, so they're sending them to India. Three people came from Rupanuga's zone, so they were all useless devotees. They won't listen, they just ran away from Bombay. So I wrote a very strong letter to Rupanuga Prabhu. I said, you know, we should screen the devotees before they send them to India. What they are doing is they are sending their rejected devotees to India. If any devotee is not good in their zone, they say, okay, we'll send them to India. So here we have such big projects, so we need response, devotees who will follow the rules strictly and who will listen to authorities.
So send them. They have rejected and you also reject, so let them go.
So we are trained, we will train them, but these devotees don't cooperate very much.